So Ingenuity is a little bit different than the sort of experiments and investigations that we've been doing for a while now. It's what we call a technology experiment, where its sole purpose is to demonstrate that we have the technology to actually accomplish controlled, sustained flight in the Mars atmosphere. It won't be doing any additional science beyond that. That is the experiment, to see if this actually will work. And the idea is that if it does, if we actually can accomplish flight in the atmosphere of Mars in a controlled way, then that opens up a whole new paradigm for how we explore Mars. You know, it goes back sort of like the way the Sojourner rover in 1997, which was the first time we ever sent a rover to Mars. Up until then, we had landers that came down and sat in one place and never moved. And then we had this experiment to say, hey, can we actually move with a remotely operated vehicle around the surface and take our science instruments to where the interesting stuff is? And Sojourner did that. And then almost every mission since then has carried a rover with it to be able to move around the surface. We think Ingenuity has the same potential. In the same way that the mobility on the surface is now possible, we want to extend that into the third dimension. So if there are areas that are across terrain that is too rugged or too hazardous or too far away or too broad in scope for a rover to handle, then we can have a flying craft that can go out and access those areas instead.
What is NASA anticipating for the challenges of flying something on Mars? When it comes to the atmosphere, are there winds that have to be dealt with? What kind of conditions is NASA preparing for?
Well, the biggest problem is the fact that the Mars atmosphere is only about 1% of the density of the atmosphere here on Earth. So the atmosphere is very, very thin. So there's not a whole lot of air there to react against with our propellers. And so it's kind of like trying to fly at 100,000 feet here on Earth. And so what we've got to do is come up with different ways that the helicopter rotors are actually designed and how fast they spin in order to get that lift that will allow us to actually take off and hover and fly. Now, the one of the things sort of working in our favor is the fact that the Mars gravity is only about one-third that of Earth. So we don't have to generate quite as much lift. Unfortunately, it doesn't quite compensate for the thinness of the atmosphere, but it does help.
Is the Ingenuity similar or more different from, say, a drone that you can go buy at the store?
Well, in terms of size, it's for this first demonstration, it's a little bit larger than a commercial drone that you might go and buy in the store. The body of it is about the size of a softball, and the entire helicopter only weighs 4 pounds. But the rotors, the entire rotor disc is just under 4 feet tip to tip. So it's not a particularly large craft. But for doing what we want it to do, it doesn't have to be. To be able to demonstrate the control laws work and the way the airfoils work, we can have a smaller system like this that will be able to demonstrate all that, prove the technology works, and then if this one is successful, in later missions we can scale it up so it can carry larger payloads and things like that.
So I understand that the Ingenuity hitched a ride on the Perseverance rover, but will there be any more communicating that's done between the two probes?
Yes, so when Ingenuity was actually carried underneath the belly of the Perseverance rover and then was actually sort of unfolded like a piece of origami and dropped onto the surface, and then Perseverance drives away, and they will never come in physical contact with each other ever again after that. And the Ingenuity is now pretty much its own self-contained spacecraft, really, out on the surface of Mars. But they will communicate constantly. We actually use a little base station on board the Perseverance rover as a communications relay for the helicopter. So all the signals to and from the helicopter go back to the rover and then get relayed from there back to Earth.
And the flight itself with the folks at NASA, will they actually be able to see what the Ingenuity sees?
So we will be able to see what Ingenuity sees, and we'll be able to watch Ingenuity from the standpoint of Perseverance. But it'll be basically with a time delay, that because of the delay time associated with the distance between Earth and Mars and the way the entire communication system is set up, we actually have to have Ingenuity be completely autonomous. We actually send it its commands, its flight plan, if you will, the night before, and then it gets downlinked from the rover down to the helicopter. And then about 12:30 in the afternoon local Mars time, the helicopter wakes up, executes that flight plan, sends the signals and the photographs back to Perseverance, then Perseverance relays them back to Earth. We actually know when the flight is going to occur, but we won't get the data confirming the flight happened and the photographs for several hours later. So in the case of the current schedule, where we're looking at late Wednesday as a possible first flight, we may not actually see the images until 4 or 5 hours after the flight takes place. But we will see them, yes.
How long is the first flight expected to take? And is the craft powered by, is it solar powered? Is there a battery storage? How long is it actually expected to be in operation?
So the very, very first flight is going to be a very, very quick, brief flight. It's only going to be an exercise where the helicopter will take off. It'll go up and hover at about 10 feet off the surface for about 30 seconds and then come back down. And that's really just to check out and make sure the mechanism is working properly and that it is able to actually do that controlled flight in the Mars atmosphere. Now, we actually learn a lot just from that quick first flight. But then if that one is successful, we'll be going on to more aggressive and more capable flights later on in the flight program. Now, how it's powered, there's a small little solar array on top of the helicopter that at the end of each flight, when it comes back down and lands on the surface, one of the reasons we do this at around 12:30 in the afternoon is it then spends the rest of the day using that solar array to recharge the onboard batteries that are used to keep it warm overnight and get ready for the flight the following day. And so it is a solar-powered but also battery storage system. And the entire flight program we expect is going to last about what we call a Martian day, a sol, which is a little bit longer than Earth day. It's going to last 30 sols, which is about 31 Earth days. And at the end of that, we'll do somewhere between 1 and 5 flights. And then the end of the technology experiment will be done, and Perseverance will continue on its science mission.
So for everyone who's curious about the first flight on Mars, where can they view the photos and keep track of the Ingenuity's mission?
But we really want people to come along with us and explore Mars as we do. And all the data that we get back and all the photographs that we get back, as fast as we get them, we make them publicly available. So if you go to mars.nasa.gov, you can find the links there to get into the Ingenuity Project data stream and see the images that we get back as quickly as we do. And come along and please explore Mars with us.